This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back. It's a Good Friday, the 29th of March, year of our Lord, 2024. We're pretty packed. By the way, Kevin Sorbo is going to join us. I think he's Hercules, not Tarzan. He's Hercules. I know he's Hercules. He might have been Tarzan. He's definitely Hercules. And Kevin's he's got a doc. They're going to talk about the CCP takeover of Hollywood. Also, he's got a new film coming out, so we're going to get a lot to him. And then Clay Clark's been taken away, taken around the country. That was Awake America. It's been fantastic, huge. We're going to have Clay on here on Good Friday. But I want to go very honored. Naomi Wolf is in Europe. Naomi, and we have two distinguished guests, Terry Baudet, one of the top young political leaders in Europe, and, of course, Ralph Decker, who's going to run for European Parliament. Naomi, everything I'm hearing is that the book is getting banned. What's happening here? You and your husband got held up at Customs. They didn't want you in. I can understand you're a rabble rouser. They didn't want you. But also, is Amazon, are we banning our new, the Moderna book? All they don't like the receipts, do they? When we put the receipts up in their grill, they don't like receipts. They get banned. What's going on with you? Are you free? Is your husband, is he hostage right now, or what's going on?
Well, good questions, Steve. I mean, I'm here. I'm really honored to be here with some of Europe's premier freedom fighters. And so these are important questions to ask. Indeed, my husband was detained at the airport for 7 hours and questioned. And then weirdly, and I try never to go beyond the evidence, but weirdly, the day after I began to talk to Europeans for the first time, it's my first trip to Europe with the results of the Pfizer papers in a Dutch edition of the book about, you know, the volunteers and the story of the Pfizer papers, our two of our vendors restricted our payments. Google made it impossible for people in the Netherlands to access our website, and there's just been a lot of blowback. So no, the book is not technically banned. I'm really excited, you know, to be here. I'm excited to be talking in person to audiences, but the big tech world seems to be freaking out that the censorship about this great crime is being broken here in Europe, and no doubt freaking out that I'm talking to some of the leaders of the resistance here in Europe, notably Thierry Baudet and Ralph Decker.
And they don't want us to become friends. That's clear.
Yes, indeed.
But what is the fight there? Because we're kind of resurgent now after having, they try to crush us, debank us, deplatform us. You know, everybody's getting thrown in prison. They're trying to put Trump in prison. But there's a mass resurgent here that we're leading in all the polls, and our movement picks up. African-American men, Hispanic men, the demographic is radically changing. We're winning, and a lot of that's the work of Naomi and other folks that have kind of joined this movement. What's the fight in Europe? We hear about the farmers, and we hear about the oppression, but we keep hearing about the European parliamentary elections that you guys are, the right is rising. So can you give us a snapshot of what's happening?
Yeah, why don't you take that and then we'll hear from Ralph.
Yeah, okay. So I think there's a lot of stuff that's in common in America and in Europe. We're also fighting a lot of the same fights that you guys are fighting. We've been having, just now in the Netherlands, the top news story in this country is Russian collusion, where they believe that I have been paid and bought by the Kremlin to be skeptical about NATO's war in Ukraine. So that's just one of the similarities that Trump has been battling with throughout his presidency, of course. Then we've got all the massive illegal immigration flowing in. We've got the LGBT propaganda destroying, breaking up families. We've got all the CBDC plans that you're fighting against. We've got that here as well. So I really feel that we're in the same fight. and the upcoming elections in June in for the European Parliament, they might see a shift, because it is true that across the board, populations are becoming more and more skeptical in Europe of the globalists' plans. So we've got good hopes up, and I think Rolf is an excellent candidate for that position. He may be, become the new Nigel Farage there. That's a little bit of our hope.
And shall I turn to Rolf now? And
Rolf, have Rolf.
Yeah, you know, the newest thing here is that when you're skeptical about the EU, you're basically playing into the hands of Putin. That's what the reasoning here is now today, because we need to have a united Europe. So Europe is moving very fast in the direction of a super state, being in fact a partner of the US, but the main battlefield in the discussions and the troubles and the quarrels we have with Russia. So what I intend to do when I go to Brussels is, well, first of all, fight all the move towards this super state that is trying to be installed. And secondly, build a network of similar thinking people in the parliament, because there's quite a lot of parties who are more or less of the same idea as we are. And then thirdly, and that's very important as well, explain to the Dutch people here how the European Parliament works, because it's largely unknown. It's a bureaucrat, technocrat sort of institution where people know nothing about, but in the meantime, they decide on 2/3 of all the laws that are being passed here.
Naomi, let me just ask a question of Rolf and then to Thierry. Is that, because what's changing here in the United States is the lived experience of the American people. The lived experience of the vast majority of the people ever since the pandemic is getting worse and worse and worse. And so when President Trump's running, we refer back to the details of their lives. Now, we've seen in Italy and other places where the European Union plows back so much cash back to these countries. How do you make the case to the individual citizen about their enslavement on all these laws if the EU continues to pump money back in? I mean, is the lived experience of people starting to change so they understand that they've lost their freedom and that loss of freedom is starting to affect their daily personal lives? Let's start with Rolf.
Well, it's going step by step and very slowly. That's one of the key tricks of the EU, basically, to move step by step and then take one step back sometimes when it's going too fast. So it's a piecemeal engineering exercise. But what you see is, for instance, we have the EU versus disinfo group that actually takes care of all the censorship in the media in Europe. Mm-hmm. And that's, well, it's across the board the same thing. For instance, we can't see RT, Russia Today. That's simply banished across the EU. But also, and that goes mostly for the Northern European countries, we are supposed to share our financial position with the Southern countries that need more money. So we have big pension funds, for instance, and that need to be emptied in order to even out all the plans on EU level. And these are basically building an EU army and an EU state. Yeah. So taxes are going up, prices are going up, censorship is going up. So yes, on a daily basis, it can be seen and felt by the European people.
And I think Thierry had something to add.
Thierry, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, Steve, go ahead.
No, I just said I think Thierry wanted to add to that.
No, I was just indicating to the technical guy the image wasn't working. But go ahead, Steve.
He wants you.
No, go ahead. You go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, so, okay. One of the things that I think are crucial in the war that we're in is access to proper information. And that I see election campaigns really as a grandiose, a perfect possibility to bring information to the public that otherwise they just wouldn't get, because all the mainstream media in this country, and I think across Europe, are propagating the official government narrative. You never had it so good. The government did a great job. No talk about COVID, no talk about how stupid all the war efforts in Ukraine are. There's just none of that reaching the public. So while I completely agree, obviously, with what Rolf is saying about how our money is being diluted from us, taken from us, how people can't afford a family home anymore, they can't start new families, call it the education levels going down, massive immigration pouring into this country, all of that. But we really need to seize the opportunity of this election campaign to reach out to the general public. And that's also why I'm so grateful that we're on this show of yours today, because what you're doing is basically the same, just pushing the information to the people and hoping it sticks somewhere. Because I don't know how they do it, but all the mainstream media from America to Europe, all over the place, it's one big cartel that is not doing the essential job of journalists, which used to be to question power. But they are defending power. They're there to protect power. And I don't know when exactly that shift occurred, but it's so obvious, and we need to push back.
Naomi, ask the guys, and I want your perspective too. One of the things that's gotten people fired up here again, and you know, we're going to be doing specials all next week, is the World Health Organization, the World Health Assembly's this new pandemic treaty. Is that it? Are the Europeans, or our brethren on the right, starting to get focused on that, about how we got to stop it? Because I tell you, the effort here is going to really start to rev up, as you know, because you've been one of the leaders in this, over the next couple of weeks to thwart this in Congress, for the United States to have any participation in this at all. Is that starting to get any traction in Europe?
We are talking about it, and we have been warning against it for a long time. But there's a very strong psychological reflex among Dutch people, and I think among Europeans in general, which is disbelief. They'll be like, okay, so maybe there are a couple of lines in this treaty. Maybe they're connecting health to climate change, or climate change can now be a pretext to instigate lockdowns and everything. Maybe that's a theoretical possibility, but surely it won't come to that. That's very much the Dutch and I think general European response. It was our response during when the euro was created. They're like, well, maybe it will cost us our welfare, but I'm sure they will have thought of it. There's this general feeling that the people out there, politicians, they must know, right? They can't be that stupid. They can't have these bad intentions. And I find that to be the hardest part of the fight that we're fighting, which is to get people to realize, look, they are actually after you. They really did this to you. The lockdowns, they happened. The vaccines, they did happen. All these things are real. Wake up. And that's the essential thing that we're fighting for.
But already when you imply government might be...
Yeah.
That the government might be not to your benefit and might not be trusted, that's already a felony almost in our countries. And that is... people are actually put in jail to do that, to question the intentions of the government.
Wow.
Because that's seen as a force for good. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to jump in.
Go ahead, Naomi.
No, I just wanted to jump in, and I'm sorry there's a little delay. I don't mean to speak over anyone, but from an American perspective, I think the most shocking thing, well, there are two shocking things. They align with what Thierry and Rolf just said. One of the shocking things is that we, you know, who are part of the War Room posse, who have lived with the results of the volunteers' investigation of the Pfizer documents, we've crossed the Rubicon of facing the fact that they tried to kill us. And so they can't be trusted for anything, right? And that's a very sad but healthy place to be. Whereas I'm bringing this information, really, it's been so heavily censored for the first time in many ways to Europe. And as Thierry said, there is this denial. Europeans, the Dutch, are, God bless them, they're really in a state of denial, which is dangerous, of, I'm hearing you, but surely they wouldn't do that to us on purpose. So he's right. I'm recognizing that. The other thing that's huge that he said, which is really true, is that the EU is a massive coup. And it is absolutely the case that most Europeans, in my experience, don't understand that their sovereignty was taken from them and that the EU is not a meta-democracy. And I just had an interview with a reporter who pointed out that the clause was put in there.
Naomi, hang on one second. We're short break. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Naomi, we've got to bounce, but I want to make sure I get some closing comments and then where to go for so people can follow your European tour, and hopefully you and your husband are not going to be held hostage again by because I know after we spread this out, the EU and NATO will be really excited about you over there.
Yeah, they're thrilled, no doubt, with all of us. I was just saying it's so important that a reporter told me that the Dutch Constitution had a clause added to it saying that any national laws are submissive to international treaties. So is that correct,
Gary?
Yeah. So this is huge. Basically, Europe doesn't know for the most part that there has been a coup taking sovereignty away from every European nation. And these guys know, and they are trying to bring out the word to everyone under a huge amount of censorship and marginalization.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, as it happens, last week, my party proposed an exit referendum in Parliament.
Exit.
And we'll have a vote about it next week or in 2 weeks' time. So the Dutch Parliament is going to vote whether or not we're going to have, like Brexit, a Nexit referendum, so the Netherlands may vote to leave the EU altogether, which of course would be a great thing for our country, and it's one of the things that we will continue to fight for in the coming time.
Amazing.
And it's for that that it's crucial Ralph, to. Sorry, it's for that that it's crucial
no,
to,
go ahead,
to
sir.
Expose. It's crucial to expose what's going on in the EU and in the European Parliament in order to bring the people in the Netherlands up to speed, so that when that referendum takes place, they fully know what they're talking about and they understand why they should abolish the EU.
Exactly.
Revolutionaries right here in Europe.
Yes,
Terry, what are the odds what do you put right now as the odds that's going to pass in Parliament to even put it as a referendum, the Nexit? What's probability that happens?
The probability right now is not very high, but the point that we've been trying to make to the political parties that oppose it is, if you're so confident about the benefits of the EU, then why do you not want to put it to the people? What are you so afraid of? Are we a democracy, or what kind of regime is this? And they've been having a very hard time defending themselves against these questions that we've been putting to them. So there's still a couple of weeks that we can push this, and the ultimate vote is going to be, I think, in 2 weeks' time. So, we're not giving up until the final vote is there.
Perfect. Naomi, where do people follow you on your voyage around Europe?
I'm updating it on Twitter, and I'll be sharing the links of my conversations with these leaders of the freedom movement in Europe on Twitter, and also on dailycloud.io, on Substack, Outspoken, and people can find Forum for Democracy where as well.
Also on Twitter, I'm on Twitter, Thierry Baudet is my name. You can Google COVID Conspiracy, that's my book about COVID, and Rolf is of course also on Twitter and everywhere else.
It's fabulous, a fabulous book. Ralph, where can people, are you on social media?
Yes, I'm on Twitter as well, Ralph Decker.
Yeah, the preface of the book is really good.
Exactly. by a superstar. It's a fantastic read. Look forward to having you guys back on. Naomi, you be safe. Don't let them hold you hostage, okay? Naomi Wolf. These European parliamentary elections, as you know, I keep saying, as Brexit was to President Trump's win in 16, remember we won in Brexit in June of 16, that was kind of the predicate. I think these European parliamentary elections are going to be that that important to our victory in our coming victory in November. And I think you're going to see the right-wing parties, not the conservative parties, but the right-wing parties in Europe really start to take a commanding presence, including Alternative for Deutschland and all these other amazing parties are coming up with these amazing young leaders. So we look forward to following that. Clay Clark joins us. Clay, the Reawaken American Tour, and by the way, I'm so glad you could carve out time to join us on Good Friday. It's very symbolic, I think. You've been doing this for a couple of years. The tour is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But do you think America is reawakening? I mean, this was the purpose of why you guys started this, you and General Flynn and a couple of others. You've been at it for about, I don't know, 3 years or so. It's more powerful than it's ever been. But do you think that America, because you saw what happened in New York City last night with these demons at Radio City Music Hall, do you believe America is reawakening?
Well, I have five kids, Steve, wonderful wife, and my kids, they have, you know, friends, and then they're the parents of these people. So I meet people that are not on the tour every single day. And I can tell you the inflation, the runaway inflation is hitting Americans in the wallet and is waking a lot of people up. And I also think just the systemic corruption within Hollywood and music, the whole Diddy situation now, more and more people are waking up to the corruption of Hollywood and music, and also the dangers of a programmable central bank digital currency. So I do believe people are waking up, normal people that I haven't met through the Reawaken Tour, everyday people, the parents of the friends of my kids. I meet these folks and they say, man, Clay, these are people that are totally detached from shows like yours or mine or the Reawaken Tour. They're now more interested in the Reawaken Tour, the Steve Bannon Show, et cetera, because the inflation is so crazy and the corruption in Hollywood is so obvious. So I do believe people are waking up. I wish they would wake up a lot faster, but going off what your previous guest just said, I think a lot of people find themselves in a sort of a detachment from reality, believing that that kind of thing would never actually happen in America.
We see, this is, I think, so powerful. This is why we try to have a lot of Europeans on, because their situation is far grimmer, because the citizens, you know, they don't come from a heritage or culture like we did, a revolutionary culture where we have a tendency about centralized authority. They have the exact opposite. And that's why it's always harder for them to kind of get traction. Clay, you and General Flynn have been particularly singled out as you've done the tour. And if people can go to the website, we'll put up in a second. If it comes near you, you got to go to one, because it's like an old Chautauqua, right? This is a true revival. But they've pointed to you two guys particularly as being kind of the tip of the spear in this concept of Christian nationalism. So when Time Magazine or, you know, the Media Matters, which they're going to say today, you know, War Room had one of the leaders of the Christian nationalist movement on here, General Flynn's wingman, on Good Friday. What say you about that, sir?
Well, I certainly am not an atheist. I am a Christian, and I'm certainly not a globalist. So I guess I identify with that description as being a Christian and a nationalist. I would just say this, is that God gives us these incredible rights, this First Amendment right to peaceably gather, the rights to protect yourself. And America is a country that chose God, and God chose Israel. And as long as America honors God's laws, then America will be in a good spot. But the moment that America embraces secular humanism, where you go off of where feelings become the ultimate authority, that's a dangerous place to be in. And, you know, my mother-in-law loves listening to your show, Steve. My mother-in-law, Annie, listens to your show virtually every single day. And she loves that on the War Room, you guys share facts. But in a world where feelings are the ultimate authority, facts, you know, are uncomfortable for many people. So I would just say this. My goal on the Reawaken America Tour is to expose the truth about election fraud and medical fraud and religious fraud and monetary fraud, but ultimately to get people back to God. And if anybody out there, if they go to timetofreeamerica.com, we do a deep dive into Elon Musk. And, you know, why is Elon Musk pushing the transhumanism agenda? Is that a good thing to merge humans with machines? No. So we do research on that, even though it's uncomfortable. The idea that our government can just print money and destroy the wealth of everybody who's thought about saving money through hyperinflation, is that a good idea? No. The idea that our government is printing $1 trillion every 100 days, is that a good thing? No. Is the idea that President Trump is pushing the Bible and telling every American they should own own a Bible and read a Bible. Is that a good thing? Yes. So again, we just look at it as very binary. It's very right or wrong, left or right, A or B, good or bad. And it's either team Satan or team Jesus. And so for anybody out there that wants to learn what the Bible has to say about a current events, just open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. And the Bible tells us that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up and China and Russia will team up. And guess what's happening? The Euphrates River is drying up. The false prophet, Yuval Noah Harari, he is showing up. And guess what? China and Russia are teaming up. So the Bible has a lot to say about the current events. In fact, 27% of the Bible, Steve, is prophetic, and 73% of the Bible is historical. So I believe you can't find the truth without teaching the irrefutable word of God known as the Bible.
I just want to tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this, Clay, offline when we talked, that your mother-in-law is a woman of incredible discernment and judgment. Now, about these times, as you go around the country and you see people, you've now reached millions with this tour. Do you believe, when you see the actual facts and you're kind of curating this for the audience, do you think that Revelations plays more and more of a role as far as a guidepost for where we are? Or do you think it's Acts? Do you think it's the New Testament, the prophetic part of the Old Testament? Yeah. I mean, where do you come down as you see things?
Well, I specifically believe that Jesus told his apostles all the things that would have to happen before his return in Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, and Matthew chapter 24. So again, Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. And through the book of Revelation, God revealed the things that would have to happen before his return. And I do believe that, think about the statistical probability of this. When John wrote the book of Revelation inspired by God, and he said that when the Euphrates River dried up, the false prophet would show up and China and Russia would team up. What is the statistical probability of that happening? I mean, we are seeing right now the false prophet. This guy sold 47 million copies of his book, Yuval Noah Harari. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. He's now calling to rebuild the third temple. He says humans are hackable animals. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. He wants to implement a digital dictatorship. I mean, and then we've got Russia moving their warships into the Red Sea. So these things are all happening right now. And I believe that God didn't write the Bible to scare us, but to prepare us, because ultimately we have to choose team Satan or team Jesus. And people could argue about the rapture or the mid-tribulation or pre-tribulation or post-tribulation rapture and all those sorts of things. But I encourage everybody out there today, open your Bible today to the book of Daniel, and you'll read the prophecy Daniel had there, that there would come a time where there would be humans would try to mix the miry clay or humanity with iron machine. There would come a time, it was called the fourth kingdom. He had a vision for the fourth kingdom where humans would try to mix the miry clay with iron. And then think about Klaus Schwab and Klaus Schwab's fourth industrial revolution, where he's trying to mix humans with machines. I believe Daniel saw Klaus Schwab's transhumanism vision in his fourth kingdom vision. I do believe it, and it's coming to pass.
Wow. Clay, hang on for 1 second. I want to talk more about the tour and where people can go to find out more about it. Short commercial break. We're going to leave with modern-day Holy War. Nicole Negrete, be back in a moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views. PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at PublicSQ.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner. Download the app now. That's PublicSQ.com, PublicSQ.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome back. Our Good Friday show. Clay Clark joins us. Clay, I want everybody to get access to the Re-Awaken Tour. What are you guys doing between now and Election Day? Where is it going to be? Where do people go? What site they go to get information? All of it, because it's an extraordinary event. Everybody should make one.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, the final confirmed event that we have right now is Detroit, Michigan on June 7th and 8th. And so everyone knows the org chart. Eric Trump and General Flynn, they tell me where they want to go, and then I make it happen. So again, Eric Trump wants to take the Reawaken America tour into Detroit, Michigan. No, I'm serious. That's how it happens. They tell me where they want to go. So June 7th and 8th, that's where we're going. As far as where we're going next, I don't know where we're going next because I haven't been told next. But Eric Trump and General Flynn want to go to Michigan in June, so that's where we're going. Now, as far as ways you can participate, we let people name their price to our events. And so I'm not attacking any other conservative events, but I grew up very poor and I want our events to be affordable for every single person out there. So if you go to time2freeamerica.com, you can literally name your price. And I just want to brag on the Reawaken Tour listeners. They helped to raise $1.3 million for Peter Navarro's legal defense fund since December 23rd. So from December 23rd to today, they raised $1.3 million to help Peter Navarro as he's in prison because he refuses to betray President Trump. So again, thank you to everybody who went to givesendgo.com/Navarro who's donated. And if you're listening today and you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and you donate anything at all to Peter Navarro, if you can text me, folks, proof of donation to my cell phone number, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. So just go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and text me on my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. Text me proof of donation to 918-851-0102. We don't want Peter Navarro to feel alone. We don't want him to feel isolated. We want to support him and let him know that we have his back. So again, folks, go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and please donate anything to support our good friend and great patriot Peter Navarro.
By the way, Clay, you're doing the Lord's work. Social media, how do people track you personally?
Best way to do it is go to Rumble and then search for Thrive Time Show. Go to Rumble and search for Thrive Time Show. We put out about 5 to 10 shows a day. They're heavy on the facts. So if you love facts, you're going to love our show. If you like feelings, I don't know you're going to like my show very much. But if you're into facts, you're going to love it. Go to Rumble.com and search for Thrive Time Show.
Clay, great to have you on. Have a happy Easter. Good weekend. Thank you.
You're the best. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank your mother-in-law, too. Clay Clark, make sure everybody goes and checks out. And if Grace and Mo can put up all the information about Dr. Navarro and what the Reawaken Tour is doing for him, let's get it out there, particularly the number of the people can talk to Clay personally or text him personally. Okay, very special guest here. Let's play his cold open. Come right to him.
There's something magical about the movies that I just love.
Hollywood invented America to the world in the old days.
And as a medium, it's really powerful. But for some, that power isn't used for good.
Sure, our way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party.
They said, we get a lot of our money out of China. Is there any way you could make this movie a little bit more attractive to the Chinese?
Is it really just about money? Are there other parts at stake?
I had friends in Hollywood who said, this will kill your career. You won't get funding. They're afraid of even mentioning one line.
Chinese influence was playing into what we see in US films.
China said, you can't have that in there. And Hollywood listened.
This is insane. This is a joke, right?
We raised our hand and we dove right into it. But over time, all of us have been punched in the nose.
The Chinese Communist Party followed no rules.
What's at stake? The soul of the nation is at stake.
We want indoctrination access to America. They could basically take over America without firing a shot because they control access to our minds.
And we all know that their goal is global domination.
People have been brainwashed without knowing it.
So, Kevin, here, this is an amazing documentary about the CCP, and of course, we're the headquarters of the anti-CCP movement and supporting Lao Beijing. But I got to ask you, you've made, you and Mel and some other brave guys, men and women, you made a conscious decision to kind of, I'm not going to do it Hollywood's way, I'm going to do it my way. Was the ownership or the control, because you did it before the CCP started taking control, so is this making it worse? Is this managed, is this influence as bad as it is, better than what it used to be? Because you made a decision decades ago, you're not going to play by their rules, you're going to play by your rules. So is this making it harder? Is this a worse ownership group than what Hollywood was owned by before, sir?
You know what? It's very interesting. Ricky Gervais, if you remember him, he hosted the Golden Globes about five straight years, and he laughed about it all the time. He always would laugh at Hollywood. He'd get up in front of all the A-list actors, producers, directors, all the power people in Hollywood, and make fun of them. And he said, he called them a bunch of whores. He said, if ISIS had a film fund, you'd be the first to sign up. And that's what they've done with China. So it is bad. China owns, they own all the AMC theaters. They have huge control over what is being able to be shown here to make China look good in whether over overt ways or very subliminal. But in China, you cannot bring in anything that makes them look bad as a country to their people. They will not do it. And when you got 1.5 billion potential people buying a ticket, Hollywood is bent over backwards and pays attention to everything Hollywood is doing and pays attention to everything that China wants them to do.
Look, we're going to talk about a new film that you're making, and it's, you know, it's a independent film, right? It's under 10 million bucks or 5 million bucks. You guys put craftsmanship in it. But you talk about the budget of these films today, Dune, others. The CCP is all in back of these funds that put money into it to get the Chinese rights. But when these films are costing $200-$300 million to make and another $100-$150 million to market, walk me through how we're going to stop that. How we're going to, just the scale of Hollywood production now, these massive blockbusters. What do we have to do to thwart the CCP from being a financier of that?
Well, I think the interesting thing is people are waking up to what Disney was doing, right? I mean, Walt Disney said back in the 1950s, movies and television will influence our youth. Well, Uncle Walt knew exactly what he's talking about. I'm sure he's flipping his grave what Disney has done to his name. But Disney's going to have a well over $1 billion loss last year alone because of the woke agendas that they have and the influence that they have from China. People are getting sick of it. So I think if people keep fighting back, but as you know, so many people are sheep in this country, and people are, you know, fear is what government's favorite weapon. And we saw that played in full force during COVID as well, that they want to take control of our lives one way or another, and they're going to come back and do it again. Trust me. And you know that as well. So to me, we just got to fight back with what we want to see in movies. And that's why through Sorbo Studios, my wife and I, those are the kind of movies we're putting together. We're doing movies that Hollywood used to do, movies that have hope, love, faith, redemption, laughter, things Hollywood wants to do or used to do and won't do anymore. But we got, you just mentioned it, they got $100 million to promote these things and put a trailer in every sporting event, every sitcom, every soap opera. I do a $5 million movie. How do I find that kind of money to promote it? We got to rely on word of mouth more than anything
else. It's impossible.
Else. Yeah.
We're going to help you promote. Before I get that, what was the moment you and Sam, if you had played ball in the system, you guys have been mega superstars, but you made a conscious decision. We're not going to do that. What was the cathartic moment? What was the moment that Kevin Sorbo and Sam said, we can't do this anymore. We got to do it our way.
Well, I ultimately get called in by manager and agent of many years and about 11 years ago, and they say, we can't work with you anymore because you're a Christian and a conservative, and that's going to be hard for us to get you into any studios here. And I laughed at them, and I said, it's amazing. You're the people that scream for tolerance all the time and freedom of speech, but as you know, it's a one-way street, and they're hypocritical just like everybody else in Washington, D.C. is. So we formed Sorbo Studios. Go to sorbostudios.com, and you can see all the information and things we're doing. That, to me, was like, okay, I'm going to do my own movies. I got enough connections. I've been in the business a long time. I had two long-running television series. I had a number of movies before I got booted out. They're not going to call me in anymore because I'm really the first cancel culture victim before it actually became a term. So we just said, let's make the movies that we want to make. And other independent people are coming to me now and saying, hey, I got this movie. It's funded. We want in this role. So I've shot over 45 movies since Hollywood booted me out.
Well, let's play the trailer. I want to see the quality. I want people to see the quality of what you're doing, the craftsmanship.
Cool. Thank you.
Amazing grace.
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but
Heavenly Father, I pray to you today to guide us tomorrow. Give us strength as we face death. Help us not to be afraid, as we know that we are going to be coming to your kingdom.
Kevin, what's amazing, for the budget of that film, that's what craft services is on Dune. I mean, yeah. How do you make it? That film costs what?
About $3 million. So it's a Tim Chay directed.
That's the food and beverage.
Fantastic job. Oh yeah, and it's just, you know, and look at God's Not Dead. I shot for $2 million, made $140 million. And it's just, it's amazing what people want out there. I get stopped all the time by people at airports, hotel lobbies saying, please keep making the movies you're making. But we need people to support these movies. Because Andrew Breitbart said it himself, right? Politics runs downstream from culture. Who runs the culture? Hollywood does, along with mainstream media. And you see the agenda that they have in the movies they're pushing out. So we're fighting away and we're going to keep doing movies. I got 4 movies coming out this year. I got 3 documentaries. And all 3 documentaries deal are religious, in religious tone. Because, you know, as you know, our founding fathers were men of faith and they were brilliant, brilliant men. And here we are trying to destroy the country through education. And I know you saw this, but about 6 weeks ago, I saw Bill Maher came out and said, don't send your kids to American universities. I thought that was pretty telling.
Now, do you actually see it? Because you're in the heart of the beast. Do you see the beginning of an awakening or shift, even in the heart of beast, guys like Bill Maher and others, even behind the scenes? Do you notice a shift? They're saying, hey, this is too crazy, too much.
No question. I get through my the Sorbo Studios set, we get people all the time that are A-list producers, A-list, I should say, camera operators and makeup artists and lighting guys and whatever it may be. And they say, hey, we want to be in your movie. And these are people who have shot those $300 million movies. And I say, I can't afford you. And I said, look, I want to do a movie that my kids can be proud of. So just seeing that movement within Hollywood alone and the growth of the independent market out there with wonderful filmmakers like the Irwin Brothers and what Angel Studios is doing. So people are fighting back and people are starting to wake up, and we have to wake up because you know how crazy it is right now. In this election, they said every election, this is the most important election. There's no doubt that November 5 is the biggest election this country's ever had to face, let alone to save America, but to save the world.
Kevin, where do they go to find out about your and Sam's studio, the release schedule, the kind of films you're working on, if they can support you or not? Where do they go?
They go to SorboStudios.com. SorboStudios.com is the best place to go. For the movie, FiringSquadFilm.com, FiringSquadFilm.com. Please check it out. Opens in August. And then HollywoodTakeover.com is a documentary, which is available right now. And I got to give a big shout out to Epic Times, Epic TV. They're the ones who are promoting this. They're jumping on that bandwagon that Daily Wire and other people are doing, that they want to put out movies that have a better message. And so hats off to Epic Times for having the guts to come forward and do what they're doing.
The guys at Epic Times are unbelievable. And by the way, you and your wife, people don't realize what Kevin Sorbo walked away, and that's so you can tell the character of a man. Kevin, best of luck to you and Sam, and we will start promoting these things hard.
God bless you, sir. Have a great Easter weekend.
Thank you, brother. Kevin Sorbo. Look, if you look at the people on our side of the football, they're the best. And here's why they're the best. If you're on the side of darkness, that system protects you, nurtures you, puts you forward, and gives you all the material. If you look at the leaders of our movement, particularly the Kevin Sorbas, the Donald Trumps, look at Navarro. What did Clay Clark? He's in prison right now. He's in prison. Think about that, for defying Nancy Pelosi on something that was unconstitutional. Look at the Sorbas. Look what they walked away from. These people have had to stand in the breach and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play your games. Short commercial break. Back in the war room in a moment. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Sentencing here, more than two decades in prison for him. I mean, he had faced, Jose, up to 110, if you look at the statutes there. But in fact, 25 years is what this judge has decided on here.
I call it the wheel.
I don't think so. This is a miss.
Brother David, behold!
It's a fork.
I got dead forks right here, baby!
A toilet? We're not animals. We go outside like humans.
Hancock.
No king!
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes! Ha!
Edison, can I be honest with you?
It stinks.
Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's far. It's too far. It's far.
The future is portable music. Fuck-a-ka!
Didn't he
get
it? Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
On the fact that he could very well be reelected president. I mean, right now, I'd say he's the favorite.
He's just, it's such an amazing con man. He has such a gift for lying and fooling people and convincing people of something that's a complete lie.
But the point is, millions and millions and millions of Americans, more so than 3 years ago, they buy it.
They buy it. It's a testament to his conning abilities. He's the greatest con man we've ever produced. Yeah.
Okay, that's Larry David right there. We don't have time today. It's Good Friday, but we'll get into it in detail next week. Larry David calling the president a con man. He did a bunch of interviews the last couple of days, and they were just vicious about President Trump. And yet, Sam Bankman-Fried is sentenced to 25 years in prison, and he has to disgorge $11 billion that he stole from his shareholders. Well, Larry David made a fortune off of pushing Sam Bankman-Fried and his funds. Was it FBX or FFX? We're going to get into this. Is Larry David, since he's so down on President Trump being a comment, has he given the money back to the judge? Has he disgorged everything? Has he apologized to people? Because he's part of this scam. Talk about a con man. The guy just got into one of the biggest cons in history, 25 years in prison. This is for a guy that's 32 years old, 25 years in prison. Larry David been charged? Has Larry David been sued civilly? Has Larry David volunteered for anything? No, Larry David, I think we see who the con man is. You are the con man. And we're going to get down into details of this, about how you participated in conning the American people. And you're going to sit there and go, well, it's not my responsibility. This is because you're also an airhead. You're a total airhead. So I'll tell you the other thing you do. You want to talk trash about the stolen election? Any place, any time, you, bro, one-on-one, we'll go through the receipts. You want to do that? No, you don't want to do that. You're nothing but another Hollywood scumbag, okay? You stole money from those people, and yet you have the audacity to call President Trump a con man? More on this later, next week. Don't want to get too far off our Good Friday commemoration here with some great people. Mike Lindell, cancel culture. They're trying to bankrupt you. Newspapers all today. Mike Lindell's in bankruptcy. They're in the receivership. They're putting padlocks on his factories. I know it can't be the truth because it's in the Washington Post and USA Today, so I know it's going to be the exact opposite. What's up, brother?
Well, on that warehouse, we haven't been in there since the spring of 23. It's an empty warehouse. We sub-rented to a candy company, and then in January, the sugar beet company was taken over, and about, oh, it got to be January, then towards the end of February, all of a sudden they backed out and they disappeared on us. And I talked to the landlord, and they just said, you know what? I said, maybe this was a direct attack on Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Why don't you go ahead? We'll move out. We'll get out. It was very amicable. And the media's turned it into something. Mike's out in the streets. His factory. His factory. No, it was an empty building. It was an empty building for a year.
Hang it. I know you're not out in the streets. We just had Kevin Sorbo on here in the CCP takeover of Hollywood because they see Dune and Batman. Everybody wants to see these films. They want in and of and to control it. Somebody tells me that the CCP's after MyPillow. Are they copying your product now?
Yeah, I just found out this morning at 8 o'clock this morning. If you go to eBay, everybody, be very careful. They're all over there. We ordered one of them, I guess, last week. We got it in. It looks like MyPillow, but it's not MyPillow. They copied my image, everything, made in China, okay? So, but it says made in USA, but we dug deeper, and it comes right out of China. The CCP, this is a mass thing. I don't even know if it's about making money for them as it is to bring MyPillow down. Another attack, we're going to Amazon. We're checking out there. See, this is a good reason why, you know, I have mystore.com with all the entrepreneurs there because their products get copied by China. The second they get them out there, if they're successful, China copies them and they show up in Walmarts and stuff across our country. It's disgusting. Show up on Amazon and eBay. Well, right now this is probably the worst attack on MyPillow ever as far as copying the product. They copied the patent. They copied the trademark. They copied my image holding a pillow. I mean, it looks like MyPillow, but boy, you get it and it's not MyPillow. It's not going to function like a MyPillow. So it's really bad.
Where do people go right? Where do people go right now to get the best deals? Where do they go? Because we've got to bounce. I want to know on this weekend. Yeah. Where do people go?
Right, go to MyPillow.com. You guys, we have our robes. We put up specifically for the War Room Posse. These are open box special, right out of my outlet store. $39 any robe. They're $100 and some a piece. You guys get them exclusive for the War Room. Use the promo code War Room at 800-873-1062. Go to the website. We put all of the sales are for the War Room Posse. We've got the six packs towel sets for $25. We've got all of the products on there that you can think. Our pillows, $25, the ones that they're copying, $25 any size. The bed sheet sale is still on. There's the bathrobes. You will not find that anywhere. The open box sale. They're very limited on that. They came right out of the outlet store. There's $25 extravaganza. We have the MyPillow premiums, $25 for queen, $25 for king, any size, any loft. All the slides and sandals that came in, we're using it for the War Room Posse, $25 a pair. Every product we invent or create at MyPillow, we invent it so it helps you all. And
Mike, we'll see you back here at 5, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell. Joe Allen, Communion and Crucifixion tonight at 6. Tomorrow, Descent into Hell, our Holy Saturday special, this afternoon at 6 o'clock. We'll be back at 5. But at 6, Joe Allen with his special Crucifixion, Communion and Crucifixion, and then Descent into Hell tomorrow morning. Charlie Kirk's next. Poso after that. Miranda Kahn, Tara Dahl. Then we're back at 5. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.